From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. Chinese dissident Cheng Guangcheng is on his way to the United States. NPR's Joel Rose reports Cheng's departure from Beijing today ends a month-long diplomatic standoff with China.
Cheng Guangcheng and his family departed Beijing late Saturday afternoon local time. The activist has disrupted American-Chinese diplomatic relations since escaping from house arrest and seeking refuge at a U.S. embassy last month. The U.S. State Department released a statement confirming Chen's departure and expressing appreciation that the matter has been resolved. Chen's plane is expected to land in Newark, New Jersey later today. He's planning to study law at New York University. Chen's supporters described him as happy, but say he's concerned that his friends and relatives in Shandong province will suffer retribution for his escape. Joel Rose, NPR News, New York.
The leaders of eight major economic powers are meeting at Camp David in the Maryland Mountains today. President Obama noted this was the largest number of world leaders at the presidential retreat at the same time. A major topic is how to deal with the European debt crisis. The president said they agree that austerity measures wouldn't be enough.
All of us are absolutely committed to making sure that both growth and stability and fiscal consolidation are part of an overall package that all of us have to pursue.
Later, the leaders released a statement that they are committed to taking all the necessary steps to strengthen and then reinvigorate their economies. They also said they remain committed to fiscal responsibility. This is a weekend of international discussions. World leaders are descending on Chicago ahead of a NATO summit, which starts tomorrow. NPR's Jackie Northam reports many of the city's main arteries have been blocked off as part of a huge security effort.
There is heavy security on the streets of downtown Chicago and on its waterways. Even luxury sailboats normally moored by McCormick Place, where the NATO summit is being held, have been moved. The summit's focus will be Afghanistan, how to wind down the war there and ensure that the country and its people will not be abandoned once the bulk of combat troops withdraws at the end of 2014. The U.S. will push NATO allies and other nations to continue supporting Afghanistan. Afghan President Hamid Karzai arrived in Chicago late Friday evening. He and President Obama will have a bilateral meeting, the first of the summit, early Sunday. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Chicago.
Three men are in custody in Chicago, accused of planning terrorist attacks during the summit. Police say they were arrested last night with explosive devices. Seven Irish nationalists are facing terrorism charges, accused of trying to sabotage the Northern Ireland peace process. Three men were arraigned in a court in Lisburn, southwest of Belfast today. They're charged with conspiring to commit murder and carrying out terrorist attacks. This is NPR News from Washington. Members of the New Hampshire Episcopalian Diocese are gathering today to elect a successor to Gene Robinson, the first openly gay bishop in the history of the church. New Hampshire Public Radio's Sam Evans Brown reports.
The election of Gene Robinson in 2003 tore a rift in the global Anglican community. In 2010, Robinson announced that he would retire next January, saying years of death threats and controversy had taken their toll. The vice chair of New Hampshire's Bishop Search Committee, Margaret Porter, says that sexual orientation did not figure into the selection of candidates.
We selected our nominees based on their fitness to be a bishop of the church.
One of the nominees for Robinson's job, Reverend William Rich, who is currently a priest in Boston, is also openly gay. Later today, around 200 clergy and other faithful will gather at St. Paul's Church in Concord and choose Robinson's successor. For NPR News, I'm Sam Evans Brown in Concord, New Hampshire.
The Gulf states of Qatar and the United Arab Emirates both issued warnings today to their citizens visiting Lebanon. Lebanon is a popular destination for wealthy Gulf tourists. The Gulf states' foreign ministries urged nationals to leave Lebanon, where fighting has erupted between government troops and gunmen in a Sunni Muslim district in the northern port of Tripoli. The violence appears to be a byproduct of sectarian tensions in neighboring Syria. A car bomb exploded in eastern Syria today, killing 9 people. Italy and India are engaged in a diplomatic spat. 2 Italian sailors are in Indian custody after they killed 2 Indian fishermen, apparently mistaking them for pirates. Italy's foreign minister has summoned the Indian ambassador to Rome. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.